One test two.
All right. Do you think we can put, now that we've pushed play on the first one, you think we can actually record this?
Oh my God. We recorded. We didn't record for 20 minutes. And then Jason looked down and saw he never hit record.
All right. Let's start the podcast.
Take two.
Take two. Here we go. Hello, and thank you, everyone, for downloading our podcast from Italy. My name is Jason.
Ciao, and I'm Ashley.
This is take number two, as you've heard us say. It is 7:30 in the morning. 7:30 in the morning, 18th of December.
Negative 10 degrees.
Negative 10 degrees outside, 7 days before Natale. How's everyone doing?
Hump day and a hard frost. It's winter here.
We do a little podcast from Italy, from our kitchen in front of the fire in Piobico. Look it up on a map. It's a tiny, tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. And I like it. I don't know.
I love it too. We got the fire going and it is. Let's get this podcast going. We thought let's do one today because it's getting close to Christmas. All the festivities, all the excitement. We're not going to have time. We know it. You know it. So our little gift to you.
Wow. I want my money back.
Is our wit and wisdom.
Did everyone tell a friend? Thank you so much for spreading the word and spreading the love about what we're doing here. If you like what you hear, tell a friend. That's the only way we're going to do it because word of mouth. That's the power.
I hope you guys liked the last podcast with the interview on Marco, and definitely send in questions because we'll do another one, a follow-up with him, probably in the spring or something. I'd love to hear any other questions you guys have. And I know there was a ton more that I had, but just wanted to recap that.
Well, with only 7 days till Christmas, it's starting to get a little crazy around here. Everyone's the shops are packed. It's freezing outside. We have beautiful weather. It's warm in the afternoons and then absolutely bone chilling cold at night. The water in the chicken coop freezes to a block.
Oh my gosh! First of all, just take it back a minute. The middle of the day is what, 18 degrees?
Yeah, it's really 16. It was 17.
And then
yesterday.
At about 4 o'clock, it drops to 8. Like it just dives. And then because the sun starts going over our little hill,
I'm gonna drink your coffee
and it's gone, baby. And then it just the way it drops so quickly from the afternoon is staggering.
That sun goes behind the hill and that's it. And
God.
Maybe an hour after dark, we're in the negatives. And when you wake up in the morning, it's a hard, hard frost.
Yes. And if anyone has great ideas on how, since we did keep the chickens this winter, 8 of them, they're watered from freezing. It's very funny, chicken culture.
People on the internet with animals are absolutely freaking nuts.
Someone sent me as a joke a knit pattern for chicken sweaters.
Well, yeah, the person who sent it was a joke, but the person who knit the sweater was pretty damn serious.
Oh, yeah. So much so they put up the pattern on how to do it. I can't imagine. I barely can knit a scarf for myself, let alone 8 sweaters for our hens. That would be freaking hysterical. But we were trying to look up about how to keep their water from freezing since we're going to go be away for a couple nights and Carolyn and Luke will come by and check on the hens. And my God, everything was electric, water heaters, and we don't have heat down there or electricity down there. And we just thought there's got to be some homemade ways. Jason's going to fashion something out of a rubber tire.
They said putting a tire around, but that's like giving advice. Like, what's the best way not to get in a car accident? Well, stay out of the, don't get in the car.
What's the best way to avoid a hangover?
Don't drink.
Oh,
that's not advice. That's
what's the best way the chicken's water doesn't freeze. Kill them in the fall.
That is, yes.
That's what I should write on those sites for the crazy people. But, oh my God.
But they're doing well. They're pumping out eggs, man.
Oh my God,
they are.
They're
pumping out eggs like there's no tomorrow. But we're getting off track. No,
I know.
It doesn't matter. What we do have to announce is something very exciting that we're going to be doing the Sunday after Christmas, the 28th.
9th.
29th, thank you, of December.
We are doing our first ever online, interactive, and live and free cooking class. So we have a website set up that we're going to be doing. Jason's going to be offering this live interactive cooking class, which we are really excited about. And this first one is free so we can get all the
work the bugs out.
Yep. And I'm super excited. I'm really curious to see how this is going to work out.
So you can either go to our blog or you can just email Ashley directly. The blog has a little bit of information on it. Well, we will give it out at the end.
Yeah, just since we're talking about it, you can shoot me an email to register at info@letavlamarche.com.
We're going to have three. We're going to do it three times. We're going to do it once for Europe. It will be at 1600 hours Central European time. We're also going to do it at 4 p.m. This is all on the 29th of December, 4 p.m. East Coast time, and then 10 a.m. West Coast of the United States. I'm sorry, I should preface with West Coast of what?
Yes, that's true.
West Coast of
Australia.
So it's Eastern Standard Time and West and Pacific Standard Time. 4 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing it three times. The East Coast one is pretty full.
Yeah.
The West Coast has a little bit. We just announced this yesterday, so we've had a great response from
it. Oh, my God. Incredible. Overwhelming. Definitely shoot me your email, because if anyone drops out or if we're able to open up the registration a bit wider, then we'd love to have you.
We're limited by the amount of traffic that the site we've chosen can handle.
But so talk about the menu. Like, it'll be about an hour long. And what do you think you're going to cover?
Well, we're going to be doing, since it's so close to New Year's, we're going to be doing lentils. We're going to be doing,
you love lentils,
lentique and umido con salsiche. So stewed lentils with sausages. Lentils are eaten around, always eaten around New Year's, because they're a sign of money and prosperity and good luck.
And normally with cotechino, but no one in the hell is going to get that.
No one wants cotechino. We'll go into cotechino in a different time. I like it if it's made at home.
If it's made at home, but when it's in a bag, it's freaking disgusting.
And then we're going to be doing chicken liver crostini, which sounds weird, but
it's
chicken
freaking awesome.
Chicken liver crostini is one of those things that around here in the autumn and in the winter, everyone makes when people come over with a glass of Prosecco or something. And I know you think, oh, chicken livers. Yeah.
It's not the fried shit your mom made.
What do you mean fried shit?
Like the fried chicken or liver and onions.
Liver and onions.
Yeah.
No. This is this is really, really good. And I think that
people, it's high class.
People don't know how to cook liver, I think. So that's why it gets a bad rap. But chicken liver crostini is delicious. So we'll be doing that. Super easy to make. Very, very traditional. And then we'll be doing a salad of puntarelle. What's puntarelle?
Well, puntarelle is, I think, in the chicory family. It's a winter kind of vegetable or lettuce. I don't know if you'd actually call it. Like, not a lettuce,
chicory.
But
it's a winter
thing. And it's got kind of these skinny, spindly leaves on the outside. And then inside, like in the heart, almost like asparagus tips. These crunchy, nice bits. I am doing a horrible job explaining it, but Google it and you'll see a picture.
They don't call her the best color man in baseball for nothing. So it has these in the inside heart. You separate the spears that look a little bit like asparagus. You wash them, cut them in half. And then this is Roman, very, very Roman. And then it's tossed with a dressing of lemon juice, olive oil, garlic, and anchovy and salt.
Delicious. Beautiful. Kind of like a Caesar, but without the egg and cheese.
Yeah. It's real. I've never seen this vegetable outside of Italy. So why would you put it for your first cooking class of all over the world? Because the dressing is really, really nice and light. And it's something different. You'll probably have never seen it before. And who knows? Maybe you'll be walking through your fancy schmancy Whole Foods or whatever, Central Market, or one of those places where they rob you for all your money, and you'll see it.
Or maybe the next time you're in Italy, you'll be more likely to order it, or if you're at the market, to buy it and make it yourself.
You really see it around November through March. Mm-hmm. It's in the spring, too. It's mm-hmm. a winter thing, so that's that. It'll be really fun. It'll be simple. This one's free, so this first class is going to be free, so we can work all the bugs out.
I tried to order puntarelle in Rome time with my family in town, and I thought, oh, I'm going to sound like a freaking pro. They're just going to think I'm so Italian already. And I was doing all the ordering, and I thought, this is good. I'm going good. And I said very confidently, and I'll take an insalata di puntanesca. And the guy looked at me like, what? And I had just ordered a salad of whores. So he said, scusa? And I said it again. Yes. Bring me the whores.
Do not speak Italian, you buffoon.
When I think I'm right, I really think I'm right. So
that's not the Ashley I know.
So definitely don't order that. But
Google it.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Seven days before Christmas and very scandaloso.
In
Piobico. So
it's like hard copy.
Okay, so apparently we saw that. This was in the paper the other
and
day.
Facebook.
And all over Facebook. Apparently this man and woman, she is not from Italian. He is Italian. They got in a fight the other night. She disappeared. Their kids called the police and said, "Where's our mama?" The next day, the guy was gone too. He walked away. So this was, whoa. What
big
is
news,
going on
big
in
news.
Piobico? Do we have like foul play going on? I was at the market on Monday. Was it Monday when this happened?
I think so.
Yeah, because today's what, Thursday?
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Yeah, it was Monday. And I was in front of the Carabinieri station. I saw all these firefighters and like all just a whole bunch of people. But they were all milling around and just like bullshitting and hanging out. So I thought, oh, maybe they're doing some exercise or something. Because no one looked like they were in a hurry or concerned about doing anything. In fact, I saw a lot of them at the bar next to the grocery store. So it was like, oh, they're doing their... Before the end of the year, they have to get certified for blah, blah, blah. No, they were starting a search party looking for this woman. So it was on the front page of the local paper, and it's all the hubbub.
Well, it's just crazy because you don't hear anything like that in Italy, period. I mean, Italy's so small that, you know, they give you traffic.
Happened. No, don't say that. It happens.
No, it happens. But I'm just saying Italy's so small that they give you traffic for the entire country.
This is
on
true.
The local station.
On the radio station. When you listen, when they do the traffic report, it's not, and here comes the metro area. No. Napoli backed up.
Yeah, so I would not be surprised if this is national news in Italy. We're just tucked away here without.
Oh, if it becomes like a love triangle type thing.
Yeah.
Or who knows? Yeah, well, yeah.
And just being near the hall. Holidays and all of that. It's very crazy. And why it gives me, well, not to make fun of the situation or light of it, but for years, Jason has told me that he could bury me out here and no one would find me.
Oh my God. That is not something you share on the podcast, but seriously, it's a great place to bury bodies.
So if I go missing, folks, Via Candeliano, do the search.
I feel bad for the poor. The
children?
The children and the picture they used of the poor woman was from her immigration photo, which was terrible.
I know. And it made me realize, I wonder if that's why they ask for all the extra photos for our immigration, too, in case something happens.
So they could put you up on the back of a milk carton?
I know. It just feels like... It just gets kind of crazy when it hits home in a tiny town like that.
But who knows what happened. In typical fashion, everyone is very short on hard facts and very...
heavy on emotion.
Heavy on emotion and heavy on gossip. So
yes.
Who knows what happened. They could have gone on vacation for all we know. And the kid who lives in wherever they live just didn't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you cannot go through town without hearing about it and whatever.
Mm-hmm. How's hunting season going?
Hunting season? Not very good.
I know. There hasn't been that many hunters out this year.
God, you just passed. I heard him honk the horn. He's out there like every single day. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Maybe they should just come to our porch.
My goodness. We have
We've got a lot of activity going on under the apple tree.
So
apple tree in the front yard's the hot spot.
Apple tree is where you meet. The other day, I saw one of our baby cats, baby Liza, hanging out with the fox. The hell, baby Liza? You don't hang out with the fox. You chase the fox away.
They've been hanging out with Foxy for, like, since, I don't know, maybe September or so?
And then three times this week, there's been the porcupine hanging out under the apple tree. Just
we're talking, and this is not a hedgehog, folks. This is a full-grown... with its humongous quills, it could look like a brown bear on the ground. Maybe that's a little exaggerating.
No, you don't exaggerate, Ashley. There's no exaggeration. Hyperbole.
How big would you say that thing is?
Bigger than what
Huge.
You would think. Bigger than what you would think a porcupine is.
Much bigger. And I just think it's hysterical because it waddles along the front yard when it hears us. It goes down the hill. But this thing's just massive, and for some weird reason, I want to like go near it, but I know obviously not to, and then it'll shoot quills and things like that. You hear these horror stories of hunting dogs that come back and, you know, have quills through their cheeks and all of that. But man, this porcupine's massive, and I just said to Jason again, I want to get the video camera that you put outside that the hunters use for the.
Oh, the one where if it passes,
yes.
It, yeah, I know that'd
it takes
be
some,
good.
Oh, it, photos or something, or that we should just hang out on the porch. But it's been so cold. We're not going to hang out up on our porch. But
no, I think those things are made for being outside. They're weatherproof. And
no, I said we're not going to hang out on our porch at
no,
night.
No, I don't want to. No.
And we don't even have a BB gun or anything, but just a flashlight.
A BB gun? Whatever. So close. We did our Capoletti last week. Those are in the freezer, ready to go. And this, we just wanted to do a quickie podcast and let everyone know what's going on. We'll start thinking about doing our sausages and salamis in between Christmas and New Year's, or right at the beginning of the year.
What are you going to make for Christmas? We won't be home.
No, we're going to go to a friend's house around here for Christmas, but. I'm in charge. I wanted to do a standing rib roast.
Sounds good.
That does sound good. Not terribly typically Italian, but it's roasted meat. They don't care. As long as there's. Oh, excuse me.
I like it. I still am craving eggnog, so maybe we'll make that. We had some listeners, little shout out to Lance, who shot me some ways to use the eggs. I don't know if he's trying to give me a heart attack. He said, here's a great way to use all these eggs. For the pasta, there's eggs. And carbonara, there's eggs. Jesus.
Then Ashley wanted me to make homemade eggnog, and we got the recipes. It's melted ice. Did we talk about this in the last podcast?
Probably, but it sounds delicious.
It's melted ice cream.
And I said,
glass.
Well, fine. We'll make it and bring it to people. And he said, who the hell wants you to bring a melted ice cream who this is not part of their tradition? And I thought, I don't know. But it's good.
It's good. So today we got to go into town. Ashley's getting haircut, and I have a bunch of stuff to do. I got a bunch of running
tires
around.
Tires changed.
It's time. Yeah, I should have done that. I'm putting
it's
on the winter
icy
tires.
On the roads. They're not icy, but that the frost is so heavy, and like we have weird a lot of humidity at times. That in the morning, there's a nice little it makes it slick.
All right, let's see. Domestic violence in Piovica, we talked about. We talked about our...
online class.
Our online class. And that's all we got this week. What are we at?
We're under 20 minutes.
Great.
And I want to... Well, the other thing that's coming are the oranges. We got our first bag of oranges.
Oh, the Sicilian blood oranges. They're not ready yet, but they are coming.
I know.
I have to go get a new juicer this morning because the electric one that... That we had is just, I'm sick of it. It's time for, what's wrong with a manual juicer? Is it that hard to take an orange, cut it in half, and do one of these? I'm putting my hand back and going my hand back and forth.
No, it's that it was broken and there was no handle, so it was frustrating. But, and anyone who was listening to last week's podcast, the recipe for the cornflake cookies is up online, and I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. Anyone who has any experience using the GoPro HD little cameras, please email me or get a hold of me. Get a hold of us because I'm really curious. We are we've done video for a while now, but we've been doing video with our DSLR Nikon camera, which is bulky and big, and it's kind of a pain in the butt, and we're looking for something lighter and something easier to make video with. And I've seen these GoPros, and
it's a hell of a lot lighter.
And it is, but so we live out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like you can go down to Best Buy or go down to
Radio Shack or
something. One of these places and play with it and touch it and feel it and see it and look at it. We're 2.5 hours from any store like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone has any experience using them, and get a hold of us and let us know. Oh. Talk about your new toy we just got.
I was just going to say it too, because we're sitting by the fire and it's nice and toasty. Straight from Sweden, thanks to Modern Farmer magazine. Super cool, by the way, you guys. Check it out, Modern Farmer. Really cool articles, photos. They had a Christmas wish list, and on there I found this not a chipper.
It makes kindling. It takes logs and splits them, and it takes shapes.
Slices them. Like a cheese slicer for wood. And I was like, oh my God.
Because
this is so
typically
cool.
I would use a hatchet and take little slices, but one of these days I will lose a finger.
Yes, and different years we've had more time in the fall and or in the spring and have collected sticks. I was gonna say brush, sticks and stuff, and to let it dry out to do all of our fire starting and stuff. But this year we had gone through everything, and this is made out of
hard steel,
cast iron.
It's awesome.
And
You'll put a picture up on
it. I will. And I was like, oh my God, that thing looks awesome. And I really wanted to start collecting real tools. Like really nice tools for outside and stuff that last a lifetime. And so when I saw this, I just thought, oh my God, this is something we would use every day. And especially since we have no kindling, we need it. And I ordered it straight from Sweden. It's called a Stickan, S-T-I-K-K-A-N. And it's freaking awesome. Jason was so excited yesterday. Put it up, mounted it to the wall.
It is beefy.
Oh, yeah.
You get your money's worth out of this thing. It weighs a ton. It is never going to break.
No. And we started our fires quick and easy this morning with it. I'm loving it. So I might start a side business selling them or something. Like a Mary Kay Cosmetics. I'll start selling wood slicers on the side. But it's pretty cool. So check it out. Stickan. S-T-I-K-K-A-N.
It's not electric. It's totally mechanical.
Two big pieces.
Well, you'll put a picture and then a link to the YouTube video.
But anyone who really has a fireplace or really heats their house with wood, this is a great gift or just a great tool to have. Last you forever.
All right. What else you got?
I've got my infomercial at the end.
We got to get going because we got to go into Urbana this morning.
I know it. I don't know. Let's wrap it up.
Bring it home.
All right. Are we going to tag on a song at the end of this one?
No. I don't have time to put it together.
All right, you guys. I'm sorry about that.
Let's sing for them.
What song do you want to sing?
I'm kidding.
Ashley's
all serious. They're like, see, in Ashley's mind, it's like, who wouldn't want to hear me sing a Christmas song?
Not that I can sing, but I love it, and I'd be happy to harmonize. I could do my best Mariah or Whitney. Not that it's going to be good for anyone else but me. But to find us, it's La Tavola Marche, LATAVOLAMARCHE. And you can find us on latavolamarche.blogspot.com.
That's where you'll find the information on the
cooking class. You can find us on Facebook, / La Tavola Marche, Twitter. You can find us on our website, which is we're overhauling, not overhauling it, I shouldn't say, but updating it this kind of Christmas break. Our new prices are up, and check back after the new year for all of our 2014 packages. I have them all ready to go if people are interested. They're just not all up on the site yet. And you can also find us on Vimeo, YouTube. I posted a couple weeks ago a cute good morning with the chickens video. And I don't know. Just Google it.
29 December, 3 time slots. Europe, East Coast of the United States, and the West Coast of the United States. Shoot us an email if you're interested in joining. And this will be the inaugural live podcast of many, or live podcast, live cooking class of many to come if it goes well.
I know. You get to visit Italy without buying a plane ticket.
That's right. Stay in your kitchen and join us in ours.
Pour a glass of wine and join us. All right.
Any other cheesy taglines you want to add to the back of that?
Yeah. Without leaving your kitchen, join us in ours.
That's amore. All right, let's get out of here. I got to go.
All right. Buon Natale.
Thank you. Have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in...
let's hear those sleigh bells.
Oh my God. Let's get it.